This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I know we got a lot to talk about, but I'm a little shooken up today. And I think it's because I just faced one of my biggest parenting challenges yet. And it basically centers around what to do when your child asks you about your own personal sexual history. Now, I'll tell you how this came about. My husband doesn't even know, and my other son doesn't even know. And I don't know if I did the right thing, but apparently, one of my sons, okay, you know, has been over the summer, you know, watching movies on Netflix, okay? And one such movie or series that he's been watching, no, I don't know if we have PBS or Nova or anything like that, I don't know. But one such series he's been watching is the American Pie trilogy, or there are four movies of American Pie. Now, I didn't realize this until after a few questions. But a few days back, he had asked me about parties in college. And, you know, they could get pretty bad, you know. Well, Mom, did you ever, you know, beer pong or get drunk or, you know, and as I, you know, and I look, you know, I was studying for medical school. I was studying for finals. I drank with friends and I went to, you know, some frat parties, of course, you know, and I, you know, flirted with a lot of people, but guys, but studies came first. Okay. Well, I don't think he was really satisfied with that answer. And then yesterday, and this, I was even contemplating even bringing it up because I'm sure you guys don't want to hear about it, but, yesterday my son asks, actually, no, 2 days ago, he asked about sex in college. And is that, you know, or in high school. So are you supposed to have sex in high school? It's because he was watching American Pie. Okay, and that's why all these questions are coming up. And, when in high school are you supposed to start having sex? And I'm like, well, you're not. You're supposed to be studying, okay? You know, you should be waiting until it's somebody that you're going to marry or somebody you love. The last thing you need is an STD or to accidentally get somebody pregnant or, you know, and I gave him the same spiel we all do. And then he asks me, did I have sex in high school? I said, of course not. And he asked, well, when did you start dating? And I said, well, you know, I had, you know, high school boyfriends, but I didn't, you know, really start dating until college. Okay, and that was my answer. So you think that was good enough? And then yesterday, I mean, and we were just talking about nothing. I mean, you could see he must be really, I don't want to say planning or trying to comprehend. Okay, you know, what he's seen on TV and in the movies and Mama. Because, you know, my kids, they don't think I'm a dork like I remember myself to be in school. Okay, they probably think that I was in the popular crowd and I did exactly what they see in the movies have been done. And so he asks me, Mom, did you have sex in college? And I'm like, I was too busy studying. He's like, no, but did you have sex with anybody besides Dad in college? Now, I could lie or I could tell the truth. Now, the truth was no, I didn't. Okay, so the truth was no, I was a good girl in college. But what I think troubled me was his response. He looked at me like, huh? You know, like I'm supposed to be the biggest hoochie mama in the city. And I must be lying to him. I'm like, no, I'm not. You know, now, yes, did I have boyfriends before my husband? Yes. But I answered just like you would in a cross-examination in a court of law. I only answered the questions that he asked. Did I have sex with anybody? Right? Besides my husband, I didn't even have sex with my husband in college. I was like, no, I was a good girl in college. That was the answer I gave him. And he just didn't believe me. And so, I guess the reason why this is such a parenting challenge is should I have said none of your business like our parents did? You know, I mean, my mom, oh, no way. To this day, I cannot get any scoop on her hoochie mama days because, you know, only now in my 40s am I realizing that she's given me a load of crap, you know, with how, you know, because in high school, I remember her telling me, you know, she was pristine like a nun. You know, all of a sudden I'm like, wait a second, let me put this together. You grew up in the 60s, Mom? Okay, really? You looked as hot as you did? I'm looking at some of your pictures. So there is no way you were Mother Teresa. No way. And so, it took me years to figure that out. Now, all of a sudden, I have my son who's young asking these questions. And so, you know, did I do it? Was I wrong to, you know, answer him honestly about, you know, relationships, drinking and sex and stuff in college? Or, you know, nowadays is it different where it's not none of your kids' business and you need to tell them. The problem is, you know, a lot of us, it's more, you know, do as I say, not as I do. And so, you know, do I want my kids to mimic me? Well, I actually do. I think I made some very, very good decisions. I think I made some excellent and responsible relationship decisions. I made some excellent, but I never thought I'd be talking to my sons. And I thought, well, if I ever had a daughter, I would probably be talking to her about that and I would be lying through my teeth. But not with your sons. And by lying through my teeth, I'd be telling her, no, you know, your knees are bolted together, my knees are bolted together, and that's just the way you do it. And again, I was a very good girl, okay? Let me stress that, okay? But, you know, I have sons, and I need to teach them about sex and about relationships from a guy's perspective when I'm a girl, and on top of that, a mother. And it was one of the biggest parenting challenges I ever had. You know, it's so much easier to do the other parenting, you know, like threatening them and grounding them and, you know, pretending you're psycho mom. I mean, that's the easy stuff. The hard part is when your kid looks like for a few days is trying to, you know, process what they think their future is supposed to be like and what mom did. And, I think I did the right thing. I told him the truth. But I just don't like how, you know, he was shocked. Do I really look like that much of a hoochie mama? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Dr. Dahlia. Okay, so, or Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and then on Facebook. All right, this is just right out of a reality TV show. And this is crazy. Okay, so we have obviously the big news of the day is Ted Cruz coming to the Republican National Convention and not endorsing Donald Trump. And then we also have, I hope this is finally closure to the Melania Trump plagiargate. We're being told a loyal employee of the Trump empire, who is a Democrat, is the one who added the Michelle Obama parts of the speech to Melania's speech. So, I didn't say millenniums, millennia. So, we're just watching a reality TV show. We are. So, I did not watch the national convention last night. I got home late from work, had to deal with the kids, and by the time I got home, everybody was talking about Ted Cruz. And the first thing that came to my mind when Ted Cruz went up there is, the first thing I was like, well, of course he's not going to endorse him, Donald Trump and he really, really battled it out pretty rough, okay? And they're going to want to, make that appear that that was genuine, that it wasn't a fake fight for the media. So, the first thought I had was there's really not a lot of choice on Ted Cruz's end because, many people thought that their fight was staged, that it was all a media ploy to get into the media. So if he had acted like they were all best friends, that could then add, unfortunately, an air of concoction and fabrication to the campaign. All right, so I get that. But Ted Cruz actually did have a great choice. Okay, the choice that he had was, which would have made the most sense, was to, if you don't endorse Donald Trump, and I believe John Kasich did the same thing, then just don't go. Don't get up on the stage. And so even though I could understand and I admire Ted for sticking to his values, I think what he did was very, very self-centered, very, very self-serving. And again, it's politics at its finest. If he didn't want to endorse Donald Trump, then you don't show up to the Republican convention. But see, that's not how it works. Donald Trump has taught us that you need to be on camera. John F. Kennedy taught us that. Ronald Reagan taught us that. You need to be on camera as much as possible. Nobody's been talking about Ted Cruz since he dropped out of the race. So you have a platform, you have a stage. Oh, hell yeah, you're going to want to take it. And so I do not think Ted Cruz should have turned around and endorsed him. I just think Ted Cruz should have not been there because it just shows that we have a circus going on the GOP side. Not that the Democratic side is any better with what happened with the FBI. But it just shows that we just don't have our poop together. Now, mind you, Donald Trump, is not innocent by any means, okay? Obviously him taking it to where he was insulting Ted Cruz's wife or the family, that's ridiculous, okay? And it was, yes, it got him TV time, it got him headlines, but that was ridiculous. And one of the reasons why I think Ted Cruz just shouldn't have even brought it up, shouldn't have even been there, shouldn't he have even been in the arena, is everybody is trying to move on. Just like with Hillary's camp, everybody wants to move on from Benghazi. Everybody wants to move on from the emails. Everyone wants to move on from the Iran deal and look forward and move forward. And I could appreciate that strategy. So if that's what the GOPs need to do for Donald Trump, okay, look, yes, he made some big mistakes with his mouth. He has a big mouth. We're going to move forward. He has learned his lesson. He's going to become more presidential. He's not going to be more caustic. This just brought it all back to the forefront. And if, which many people are surmising, Ted Cruz with sour grapes is trying to do Donald Trump in, that's unfortunately going to ruin his career. And so, on one end, yeah, okay, he stood for his family. He stood for his wife. But don't be using the GOP Republican nominating platform to do that. So, it's politics. It's, yeah. All right. So, I want to bring up this story. I apologize. I'm having some issues with the computer. I haven't had a chance to verify this, but this is what has been circulating in the news. With the whole Melania Trump plagiargate, I guess we're calling it. Or I'm calling it that. I don't know if anybody else is calling it. I hope we're calling it over. Okay. Because, we really got to move on. And who knows, maybe the GOP is happy that Ted Cruz did this because it took all the attention off Melania and the stupid speech. But this was a very interesting story, and again, something you would read out of a reality TV script. And yes, some of them have scripts. Meredith McIver is an in-house writer, and she is an employee at Donald Trump's real estate company. She has come forward to say she inadvertently spliced portions of Michelle Obama's 2008 Democratic National Convention speech into the address that Melania Trump delivered. Ms. Trump's speech obviously drew instant criticism, and Melania McIver, an in-house staffer and former ballet dancer, released a statement Wednesday saying she wrote down portions of the Obama speech with Mrs. Trump reading them to her over the phone and included them later in the draft she presented to Melania. I did not check with Mrs. Obama's speeches. This was my mistake, and I feel terrible for the chaos I have caused Melania and the Trumps, as well as to Ms. Obama. No harm was meant. So she writes this letter. It's been now publicized everywhere. And from what we understand, she is Democrat. This is in these reports. And Mr. Trump did not fire her. She said that he forgave him. So am I the only one that's kind of looking at this as what? What? I don't know. I mean, it's put through. And who, maybe she's taking the fall. Maybe she's like, look, it's all okay. I'm Democrat. It's all good. I'm Democrat. Everybody could relax. A Democrat's involved. Everybody move on. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she's taking the fall, which is why she's not getting fired, and she didn't have anything to do with it. And it was another speechwriter that's they're not ready to let go yet. I don't know. I'm sick of watching this show. I'm sick of it. Okay, I'm scared. I'm scared for our cops. I'm scared for our citizens. You know, we just saw a cab driver, you know, who was, you know, dropping off his fare and the passenger starts to attack him and rob him. I mean, you know, our crime, I believe, is going up. You're hearing reports that crime has gone up. I don't have the numbers, and I don't think we have any formal numbers because usually statistics are done, you know, with these, you know, yearly analyses that happen a year or two in the future. And, you know, once we started with body cameras and clamping down on how cops address and respond to calls and suspects, et cetera, it just seems to me like every day I'm hearing there's some crime story. Now, maybe it's because I'm listening more, or maybe it's because it's being, broadcasted more now, or it's to our attention. But, I mean, we got some real problems. I keep talking about our economy. Nobody is bringing up the trifecta that could devastate us economically. All right? We have too much commercial real estate out there when more people are turning to the Internet to buy things. So we're going to have too much empty commercial real estate. We have our baby boomers aging out of their homes, yet I still see new home growth when our generation and the millennials aren't buying homes or don't have enough of us that can buy homes or who want to buy homes to do that. And then you have the robots taking over jobs and the computerization of a lot of jobs and service jobs. And then on top of that, we're going to have minimum wage rise. Not that that's a bad thing. I actually like the idea of minimum wage rising. It needs to be done very methodically, and we need to, you know, be prepared for some economic repercussions. And then, I said I wanted to stop a trifecta, but then we also have immigration, where many immigrants are coming in displacing American workers. So, we have this huge economic disaster looming, and then ISIS and the mass casualties and the terror attacks. I believe there was a real threat at the Olympics. We don't have our finger on the pulse, and we don't have control of a lot of things. And I'm not saying we have to be in complete control, but we need to at least demonstrate some control. And we don't. It's a media circus. It's who could get on TV. Just the fact that the headlines a couple days ago was about Trump's wife's speech. Who gives a damn? We got such bigger fish to fry. So I'm very, very frustrated. Let's get to medical news when we go right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Okay. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is one of the coolest things I think I have ever been able to talk about on the show. All right. This is so, so cool. Okay. You cut yourself, right? Or you have surgery. And the surgeon puts sutures in there and stitches, okay? So you get your stitches. And, you know, everybody always asks, well, you know, how's your boo-boo doing? You're like, I'm looking at my boo-boo. I don't know if it's doing okay. And I'm like, okay, so, you know, how are the stitches? Everybody always likes to look at stitches. Everybody thinks that is so cool. I do. There is, to me, nothing more cool than being cut and skidding and being sewed up. And not that I want to have stitches, but just the concept of sewing you up like the, oh my gosh, it's like so, and I don't even like to sew. Like, I failed home ec. I mean, this is just, I love it. But, you know, you look down at your boo-boo, and everybody always goes, you know, how's your boo-boo? How's your wound? You know, how are the stitches doing? And you go, I don't know. I mean, if they could only talk. Well, now they can. Researchers from Tufts University have come up with a very interesting biocompatible thread that could update the status of your wounds through the sutures. The threads in the toolkit can sense the change in temperature, the pH level, and physical strain on them. Now, they say the researchers have only carried out this study on mice. Smart sutures could soon be a reality for humans. Can you imagine I finally get my hysterectomy and there's a suture in there and let's say I leave my ovaries, okay? And I just take out the, you know, we won't talk about the hysterectomy. Okay, let's say you get a vasectomy and they do the no scalpel technique and, you know, even though they cauterize, let's say for some reason they decide to stick a suture there near the testicle, okay, near the vas deferens that they cut, okay? You go, okay, you know what? It's March Madness, okay? I've been able to, you know, sit on the couch because my wife's all happy that I got the vasectomy. But, you know, I want to know that I don't have sperm. And I really don't want to do another sperm semen count or a sperm count, a semen analysis at the doctor's office. So you ask the suture in the area to see if there's any sperm swimming by. You know how cool that would be? The applications are infinite. I mean, wow. Wowee. So anyway, they say, commenting on the development, lead researcher of the study and associate professor of electrical engineering at Tufts University, Dr. Samir Sunkusail, said most sensors that people build are typically on hard substrates like glass or silicone. We were very interested in making sensors that we can intimately interface with tissues and biological things. At the beginning of the study, this is being reported by the newsindependent.com. It's all over the place. In the beginning of the study, I don't have my reading glasses, so I don't want to sit here and pretend I have the only article in the world. It's all over the place, okay? Excuse me. If you want to look it up, go ahead. So at the beginning of the study, the researchers developed a toolkit with a simple cotton thread infused with multiple sensors. I mean, these sensors have to be super tiny. Gradually, they moved on to polyurethane, which is a substance similar to plastic and also rubber. But the researchers prefer the use of thread sensors as they're easily available, biocompatible, flexible, and very, very thin. The researchers tested the toolkit on mice and found out that the threads were biocompatible and the sensors were very accurate. Biocompatible means your body's not going to have a foreign body reaction to it and try and reject it. The researchers noted that new cells grew over the and around the thread in mice with almost no inflammation. Commenting on the flexibility of the threads, Sunkusail said there is no inherent restrictions on where these threads can go. The hope is that when you suture someone with these threads, the surgeon could monitor some of these biomolecules inside and would know whether there is infections, whether there is swelling, whether there is inflammation, and whether there is opening in the wound. So the researchers also tested the availability of absorption of threads to carry fluids inside the body through the threads to the sensors. Also, these could check for glucose and a variety of other biomarkers. Okay, so what does that mean? Remember there was that girl that was ziplining, and we talk about the story all the time where she was ripped up pretty badly. And so she went to the doctor, the ER. They cleaned up the wound. They sutured her, but they didn't give her antibiotics. So they didn't give her antibiotics, and then a couple days later, she, you know, comes in for recheck going, this really hurts. I go, of course it hurts. I mean, it was a bad, bad boo-boo. So, hang in there, you'll be fine. Again, no antibiotics. And then, unfortunately, a third doctor takes a look at the situation and goes, okay, wait a second here. Something's not right. Let me give you some antibiotics. By then, unfortunately, it was too late. She had a necrotizing fasciitis. And unfortunately, the infection spread to the point where she was in sepsis, And then as she went into septic shock, she almost died. And she eventually lost, I believe, three of her hands and feet, combined hands and feet, unfortunately, because of the lack of blood flow. So if she had had something like this, monitoring, right, and sensing, going, you know what, there, now, okay, so pH. Some of you are like, pH, what would that have to do with anything? All right, if you have infection, you get more acidic in that area. Your pH, have you ever had a real bad wound and it just kind of smelled like old orange juice? Okay, a lot of times bacteria make acid. And so if the pH starts to lower, that could be a sign that you have an infection. So, you know, or they could sense that there's a strain on the wound. So that means, oh, wait a second, we're having some swelling, or we're having a hematoma, or we're not, you know, because a wound is supposed to go down in size. It's supposed to start to quiesce. It's not supposed to get bigger and bigger. Bigger and bigger means you're getting fluid, and whenever there's fluid, we always worry about there being infection. So, you know, the applications for this could be absolutely incredible. You know, and you know, what about, okay, if it is a biosensor, and if it's something as small as a suture, all right, look at the technology. And I'm not trying to do a commercial for this company. I wish I would have bought stock. I mean, wow, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Although I'm sure somebody's going to mess something up. I talk about brilliant things all the time on the show, and you never hear again if it's going to happen or not. But, you know, imagine, you know, somebody wanted to know if they have cancer in their pancreas. And so you put a little suture near the pancreas that could spy on the pancreas. Maybe we teach it to pick up tumor markers on the pancreas. You see what I mean? I just see the applications. I think this is brilliant. I wish I thought of it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Two preschoolers have been hospitalized and 70 others exposed after an E. coli outbreak at a Washington school. Q13 Fox reported that the Snohomish Health District has closed the Monroe Montessori School in Monroe to prevent further spread of the bacteria. People who are elderly, immunosuppressed, or young are more at risk for suffering complications from infection, according to the CDC. The school has preschool, kindergarten, and elementary classes. They're babies, according to Wendy Weitbacher, who lives in Monroe, and she said this is scary. E. coli can be very, very deadly. It's a bacteria that for some reason is spreading in the school. Symptoms of E. coli are a stomach cramping, nausea, diarrhea, and bloody stool. So, you know, many times when you have diarrhea, you know, we'll ask you, what does it look like? You're like, well, it looks like diarrhea. Okay, come on, man. I'm like, no, but is it bloody? Okay, because if it's bloody, it tells us a little bit more about the type of pathogens that it could be. As opposed to some other diarrhea, they call it like rice water stools. You know, rice water, I don't think I've ever seen anything that looks like rice in my stool. Okay? You know, more like avocado pits, but that's, you know. So anyway, by the way, speaking of which, you know, I bought some fast food because I was craving something. I hope I'm not pregnant. And, you know, I made the same mistake that I hated when I used to, you know, work fast food right in the drive-thru. You know, I ordered a hamburger because I was just thinking out loud, like, what kind of hamburger? And I used to hate that. You know, I was like, okay, we're gonna, you know, you gotta be a little bit more specific. You can't just say, a hamburger. It's like a stool. Okay, you gotta be specific about the poop. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one
suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So Russia loses their appeal against the Olympic ban and now possibly faces being kicked out of the real games altogether. This is the headline coming from Daily Mail. Apparently the track and field team has been banned after the doping charges and evidence surfaced. And now their future in the Olympics next month, or actually in a couple weeks, is at the mercy of the Court of Arbitration for Sport. They say Russia's appeal against their ban from the Olympic Games track and field athletic events for widespread doping has been rejected by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. They have dismissed both the request for arbitration filed by the Russian Olympic Committee and 68 claimant athletes to consider them as ineligible for the Olympic Games in Rio. Russia's appeal related to the ban imposed by the International Association of Athletics Federations on November 13, 2015, after widespread systematic doping regimen had been exposed by the World Anti-Doping Agency. The ban was upheld in June. So the IAAF said in a statement that the International Association of Athletics Federations has taken a strong stance on upholding the World Anti-Doping Code without fear and favor, and is pleased that the Court of Arbitration for Sport has supported its position. Today's judgment has created a level playing field for athletes. The CAS award upholds the rights of the IAAF to you. I'm even surprised that this is even up for discussion. I mean, it should have been a done deal. I'm even blown away that they appealed it. Of course they have to appeal it. They're not going to say, yeah, we did it. Sorry. But it's sick. This is embarrassing. So let me see. Okay, so now what's next for them? But they're showing a lot of pictures. They say there is still the possibility for Russian sport to be hit with greater sanctions, such as a blanket ban from the Olympics and the Paralympics. Such a decision will be made by the International Olympics Committee. So another investigation published on Monday, commissioned by the Canadian law professor and lawyer Richard, unearthed state-directed fail-safe doping throughout the Russian Olympic sport. If that's the case, and we're not just looking at track and field, we're looking at others. And that's something that I can't ignore. If one group doped, okay, really, not the synchronized swimmers, I don't want to accuse somebody of cheating when they didn't. I wonder how that went down. If you're an athlete, okay, and you're doing well, and you get told by the government, and it's a scary government, okay, you need to dope, okay? If not, and who knows what could have been said to them, but I don't want to. I don't know. You're taking this. This is what you're doing. You're taking this. Yeah, if the athletes were made to do this against their will, that stinks. They have to stand up and they have to, show some morals and show some cojones. But that would really stink if they worked their whole life, they got to the point where they could compete. This is a dream of theirs. And then they get to this point and the country goes, I don't trust you'll win. So if I don't trust you'll win, right, and we need to look strong, because, we want to take over the world or whatever Russia wants to do, who knows? You're going to do what we say. And that stinks. That really does. And now you have other groups. I don't know what the Russians usually, what they usually, ace. Is it the, shot put? Is it, well, track and field could be any of that. You got the high jump. I think you got the long jump. You got the, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of the track and field. I just watch the races, I get to a 50-yard dash pretty good. All right, 77, Doctor. It doesn't matter if Usain Bolt is racing. Everyone loses. So that's how I would look at it. Why dope? You're going to come in second, or third at the most anyway. I don't understand if you think you could beat Usain Bolt, but if you can't, come on, lose with dignity. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, if you're going to get malaria, try to do it with dignity by sleeping with a chicken at your bedside. This is very interesting. They say malaria is a major health issue in Ethiopia, about 5 million cases and 70,000 deaths a year. And human and animals share living space in Western Ethiopia. where Professor Ignell at the Swedish University of Agricultural Science is planning to do research, all right, because animals may ward off mosquitoes. Ignell set out to investigate in the hope that they would be able to prevent mosquitoes from biting humans. His research group studied the Anopheles arabiensis, a major malaria-carrying species of mosquito in sub-Saharan Africa. For the most part, his group found no pattern. Sometimes the mosquitoes bit goats. Sometimes they bit sheep. In fact, they bit most animals, but one exception, chickens. For some reason, mosquitoes are not biting chickens. In their field work in three Ethiopian villages, the group trapped 1,100 of these Anopheles arabiensis mosquitoes that had recently had a blood meal. Only one appeared to have bitten a chicken. It wasn't just that the mosquitoes didn't bite the chickens. It appeared they avoided them as well. They say in part of the experiment, 6,700 people volunteered to sleep with a mosquito trap in their quarters. In a number of their homes, research team placed a chicken in a cage by the bed. When the team counted the number of mosquitoes in the traps, Ignell says they found that a caged chicken sleeping with you could actually reduce the number of mosquitoes in the house. Huh. Probably, yeah, it also reduced your chance of having sex, I'll tell you that. Nobody wants to sleep, you know, if there's a chicken around. All right, so they're going, it's pretty cool. They say so. So now what they're doing is they're collecting wool and feathers from household animals. They extracted chemical compounds that were responsible for the odors of cattle, sheep, goats, chickens. The team then isolated four compounds specified to chickens so they could generate pure chicken odor. Yum. Thousands of human volunteers in the Ethiopian villages were solicited to act as mosquito bait. They lay in their bedrooms filled with devices that emitted the odors of cattle, sheep, goats, or chickens. When the odors smelled like chickens, the team found that 90 to 95% reduction in mosquito counts. A similar experiment with live animals showed that suspending a caged chicken from a bedroom ceiling was nearly as effective, with about 80% reduction in mosquito counts. I wonder if chickens poop like pigeons do. I mean, pigeons, it is such a, I mean, pigeons, it's almost 5 cc's worth, you know, of whatever landing on your windshield. I wonder what it's like to sleep under a chicken. Now, chickens don't cock-a-doodle-doo, right? Only roosters do, right? Roosters get up in the morning, and then my guess is the reason why they cock-a-doodle-doo, you know, cock-a-doodle-doo. The reason why they do that is I think they want to mate. You know, I mean, some animals, when they wake up in the morning, they're their most amorous. I mean, that works for me. I mean, I'm the most amorous when I wake up in the morning, as you could tell. And so that was too much information. No, but it's true. And so my concern is if the chicken wakes up and wants to call out to a rooster, that would wake you up. Okay, so a chicken smell, that's pretty interesting. You know what I always find interesting, I tell you guys this a lot, is, you know, how ants will bypass a piece of fruit or a vegetable. So, you know, you see the ants coming into the house, right, or my apartment or wherever I'd live, and they would just be all over the Snickers bar or all over the piece of hamburger meat. I mean, they would find anything. Yet there would be a ring around. Like, remember Lord of the Rings, Mordor? Okay, remember Lord of the Rings? They were you know, about to ascend on the gates of Mordor, and Viggo Mortensen was really, really sexy, and they were waiting for Elijah Wood and Frodo to do whatever the hell he had to do. And then you saw them surrounded by the orcs, and yeah, okay? I see that with ants and anything healthy. So if you want to keep ants away from your house, put a whole bunch of fruits and vegetables right at the door post. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY. Don't go away.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.